chose the phrase soul sensing for the title of your book. Why was that the phrase that you wanted to use there?
Because I think we all have souls, obviously, in our bodies, and that soul leaves when we die, and so we can sense things that other souls are saying to us, whether they're alive or dead, whether we're alive or dead. It's a communication system that is really, really strong and profound. And so your soul senses, too, again, they're not just astral senses. In the case of afterlife communications, they are very specific to you and to your loved one. They're really an interesting communication network.
Since you discovered back in 1992 that you were able to communicate with the dead, and since that time, Janice, has your viewpoints on life and death changed?
Yes, I feel one of the things that really changed for me is how much we're being watched by the other side, that we're not alone. I think many people have this profound sense of aloneness, and the truth is I don't think most of us are alone very much, frankly. I think our deceased loved ones are there. I think there are, of course, guardian angels, too, and spirit guides, and I think that we are watched, and I think that what we do, what the choices that we make in regard to life and others are part of a sort of a record-keeping. In regard to how well we're doing in developing our souls and developing our point of view about others. And I think it's about love, certainly, and about just believing and being able to believe in an afterlife as well.
Is there ever a need or a reason why someone would want to or would need to learn how to protect themselves from the spirits of the dead?
Yes, if you don't want to have temporary possession occur, and again, it's just temporary channeling, actually. It's not possession because it's not permanent, but temporary channeling can occur, especially right after a death. And if for some reason you just don't want that to happen, you can certainly, you know, clean and seal your aura and go through various steps in the book to prevent it from happening. But I think it is one of the valuable ways in which the dead communicate with us, though. And I will hear that a lot. People will say, I don't know why, but I reached out and kissed my sister-in-law on the cheek, and I had never hugged her or been a demonstrative person. But something made me feel like I should do that. And clearly it was my brother coming through me, because he was deceased, giving her a last kiss. So sometimes it can get you into embarrassing situations, and some people don't care for that. But there is a chapter in my book about how and when to protect yourself from it. And again, it's temporary, and it's benevolent behavior that they're channeling through you. It might be a little embarrassing and awkward at times, but it's benevolent energy.
Janice,
not the same as possession.
Janice, it's been an interesting conversation with you here this afternoon. If we have a listener out there that would like to perhaps purchase a copy of your book or take a look at your website, how can they go about doing that?
Well, they can go to janicecarlson.com. It's the usual spelling, J-A-N-I-C-E, Carlson, C-A-R-L-S-O-N.com. Or Amazon.com has copies as well. And it's just called Soul Sensing is all you have to enter under books, and it'll take you right to the book. And it's Soul Sensing, How to Communicate with Your Dead Loved Ones. So it's not about ghost hunting or a variety of other topics. It's specific to people who may be grieving or people you know who are grieving. People have told me it makes a wonderful sympathy gift even when someone's passed away.
Janice, I want to take a moment now to thank you for having spent some time with us here this afternoon. We've appreciated hearing from you.
Thank you so much, too, for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
It's been my pleasure as well. That's Janice Carlson joining us here this afternoon. She is the author of a book entitled Soul Sensing, How to Communicate with Your Dead Loved Ones. Keep it tuned right here to Yankton's home team, AM 1450 KYNT. Alive at 5. We'll be right back after this.